Welcome back to Freight Waves Now, this carrier update. Donnie, you're going to start here by looking at the map. And yeah, where those changes are, you mentioned it. It's the Great Plains, Midwest, yeah. Upper Midwest.
We'll start off down here because it's the east, but we see Houston. Yeah. Keep an eye on Houston.
Yeah, it changes rates, rapidly.
Yeah, you know, and this has always been $2 mile freight. It may not change that much just yet.
Yep.
But down here in South Georgia, Northern Florida, we see some rejection rates starting to jump up, but the rates aren't starting to change yet because there's so much extra capacity that it's being filled very quickly.
Yep.
But up here in the Northeast, or not Northeast, I'm sorry, Midwest, which consists of this kind of this little section right here as well, we see a lot of changes around Chicago.
Yes.
And a lot of these changes, I mean, some of these are 20% rejection rates, up to 60% rejection rates.
Yes.
And in between, there are 34, 40, 44. There are some very high rejection rates in this area for reefer right now. And part of that's because the trucks weren't sent there.
Yeah.
Part of it's because there were storms that slowed trucks down.
Yeah.
There's been a kind of a snowball effect here. And right now, some rates are pushing up, spot rates are pushing up in these areas.
I was just saying, that's probably where you're seeing why the national average is being pushed up. It's because this area was the one that was probably the most impacted by the winter weather. You see it. I mean, don't let the colors fool you to some degree, because even these lighter markets, right, all throughout the Midwest, they all higher week over week.
It's just no change. You
see the biggest changes here in those.
Let's go to the next chart here. So these are the actuals. Now, I drifted over here. I want you to see, this is the color of Buffalo. And Buffalo is almost 23%.
Yep.
So you go over here and you see these darker blue, some of these 23%, 24% and higher, go by your scale, 34% up to 55. So over 55, probably in the 40s, 44. I know this one was 22, I believe. And we got some really high rejection rates, which how quick do these shippers need to move, you know, this freight, you know, they're on a clock.
In an area that has been struggling. I shouldn't say struggling, but shippers have had issues in it for a couple weeks now. Look out west. It's very hard right now because you have to traverse mountains. And I mean, where are you going? If you're going east, right, you're going across that I-80, I-90 area, which is not where you want to go.
Yes.
You're going south into Utah, Salt Lake City area. I mean, I've heard my uncle has a house out in Park City. I mean, they're talking about feet of fresh powder on a daily basis.
Sometimes, yes.
And that's in Park City, but I mean, Salt Lake City faces some of the thing. Or you're going back down to Southern California, which is where arguably everybody's trying to get to right now, because I mean, they just played a golf tournament out there and it was sunny and they were really, in short sleeves. So
this is going to be really cheap. This will be a decent rate.
Yep.
And then probably headed out this way, it's going to be cheaper than this on a rate per mile basis, but still a pretty low rate.
Yeah.
And it's very heavy freight.
It's just, yeah. It was just an area. It's been changing. Reefer rejection rates have been moving kind of higher in this region as a whole the past few weeks. So it's one of those things, an area to pay attention to. You don't see a lot of people going out there but the people that do out there, hey, this is going to be maybe an opportunity if you're going in, knowing that you're going in, you can charge a little more.
Let's try to get one more in here now. So this is our head haul. Now, I wanted to point out real quick, because actually one of the higher head haul scores is Chicago at 36.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a lot higher than all these out here. The reds are negatives. Now, with Chicago being 36 and surrounded, and of course, I know I blocked it some, surrounded by other blue markets, I want to go and tell you now, keep an eye on Chicago. That's where it's going to continue to hold, being the hot spot for reefers. They're overbooked. Around it's overbooked. Rejection rates are high. Get to Chicago.
Awesome stuff, Donnie. As always, thank you for the updates. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee Nix.